say that you've got a lot of support. I know they apparently, but maybe they don't want you as a competitor.
Statements, yeah. And at the same time, to the extent that we can
be taken off strong hooks on some of these things. Why it's a useful exercise.
Well, we have some disagreement with recommendation two.
Yeah, I see what you do. I see that you're going to recommend. I have. What I mean is, I mean, you're right. You would delete it as a household income. Better than them?
No, I would prefer
say about males, you tell them about the bad things to say about them, you don't tell them. I never say anything bad about them, but I,
Mr. President, I think perhaps our trickiest for our 5 and 6, having to do with the value added tax. Well, we're trying to be in a position where we, where no one can say we are in any way considering proposing that this year, but not getting in ourselves in a position where we can never propose it, or where if we do, somebody can say, well, you opposed it back there in 1972, how come you're changing your mind now? So we're trying to straddle out a little bit here. And you can see the way it's raised.
And that's why this alternative A was reworded a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Which one would you prefer, alternative A or alternative B? Which do you call alternative
A? We prefer A. If you look under position, it's
original.
Percentage is 5% of income, and we see Ornette can give you a lot more than I can. If that's
well, it's kind of right, Spencer. Before that, you thought about the experts got to work it out. We just want the principle worked out because we've committed to it. And it's right, too. Particularly when you see those families in the Northeast, or the retired men in the Northeast, and I think of living in those damn little farms and rocky hills and so forth out there. Beautiful country, but they didn't produce anything. And add here $3,000 and paying a third of their income for property tax is just ridiculous. It's just morally wrong, isn't it? That's one thing that is wrong. I mean, sure, a lot of things are wrong, too, but that's just the system.
We have a place in a little town of Denmark, Maine.
You have
that Bible. My wife has a girl's camp there. She's had it for almost 60 years in the family. And we know because her caretaker is in the head of the local government, and he's had the Bible and property tax assessments, and he's there. Only means of running the local government, the school system, except for what the state gives them.
Yeah.
They live with that problem.
I don't know.
And there.
Well, I just hope we can work something out there. We can be positive on that one.
Well, I think within the framework of the discussion here, we have a good amount of room to move around in, and we can have something constructive to say. And with Eddie's help, we'll hope to get you some recommendations.
Right. And if we can get some recommendations, and then also, Brother, with the Congress at this time, play the game a bit that we are consulting them in advance. I'll be ready to talk to them later on. We will, of course, make recommendations, but we're not there to fight them. We're going to get things through. And but on the other hand, also, they're quite positive. We're going to fight all of them.
Fill it out a little bit more and then come back again.
Do you think the minimum tax thing at this point
Well, I wouldn't think so. Particularly
since it doesn't raise the level. Before the election, we could never discuss that. That's what we did. We couldn't possibly propose it because we would have to explain that it did not raise taxes.
With respect to individuals, an interesting fact emerges that 80 to 90% of the base to which the minimum tax is applied is capital gains. So most of the capital gain revenue, it only amounts to a couple of $100 million from individuals, comes from capital gain. Very little of it from depletion or farming or accelerated depreciation and so on. With respect to the corporate revenue, which is about another $200 to 300 million, most of it is coming from the oil companies. Some from the timber companies that have capital gains on cutting timber. So it isn't applying on any broad base of preferences.
Scared me to death.